Happy Monday to you. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. We're a couple of weeks into this series that we've been calling Adulting, Eternal Life Hacks from the Book of Proverbs. You know, a life hack is just something that kind of makes your life more simple. And what we've been saying is that wisdom does that. Wisdom is doing life God's way. It makes our spiritual life more simple. And this week at Lewis Center, we kind of focused on the fact that we need to make wise decisions, that our decisions determine our destination. And because of that, because we make about 2 million or so decisions over a lifetime, it's critical that to make great decisions, our greatest need is a great amount of wisdom. And we looked at Solomon's early reign as king when God said to him, "What do you need, Solomon? I'll give it to you, whatever you need." Instead of asking for financial resources or intelligence or fitness or looks or relationships, Solomon asked for wisdom. And he realized at a young age that most of the things that we hope for and want in life, practically speaking, come with wisdom. Wise people understand how to maximize their finances and live in generosity. Wise people understand how to value family and marriage and those kind of things and invest in it. Most of the things that we want come with wisdom. So he said that wisdom is really seldom random, if ever random, I guess. So we said, how do we do it then? We said three things. Wisdom works when we do three things. Number one, when we pray. You know, probably the most well-known verse in the Bible on wisdom is James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally, generously, right, to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. And so many times I think we look at having wisdom as only making the decision, you know, should I move to Denver and take this new job or not? But the reality is that we pray consistently over time. That's the second thing. It's not just that we pray and ask God for wisdom. He's the one who gives it, but that we pray over the long term. So that saves us from this just praying in a kind of a crisis mode or mentality. Solomon's a great example of that. He lived, especially when he was a young king, he lived in wisdom. He made decisions like the one he made between the two prostitutes we talked about in 1 Kings chapter 3. Man, he ruled so well and so faithfully, even as a young man. And so what we see is that there really aren't a lot of little decisions in life. And that little decisions become big decisions. So we're going to pray over the long term. And then the third thing is with others. You need other people who can look into your lives, which is why life groups are critical. We started this brand new term a couple weeks ago. We need each other because Solomon says, Proverbs 12:15, that the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. So we need other people who can look into our lives and say, hey, that doesn't seem right, or hey, that does seem right, that life is not like the magic eight ball that you and I had when we were a kid, you know, who we would go consult for wisdom. We're going to consult something. Something's going to be God in our life. So it should be him. So I'm going to take a second and pray. And after I do that, you can pray and hopefully you'll pray wisdom into your week as you start a brand new one. And Father, thank you for this gift that you give to us, this gift that you give without reproach, this wisdom that you will rain down from heaven. It doesn't mean we'll always be successful or that life will always be easy, but you give it to us because you love us. And so, Lord, we receive it from you. And then, God, we pray it back to you. And we actually, God, as we pray it back to you, it's an offering of praise, really, to you, according to Revelation chapter 5, that you receive wisdom from us as an act of praise. So we live in it. We pray it today. Lord, I pray that you'll give it to us. We need it. We're desperate for it. We're sinful, far from you. Now you just take a second and pray for wisdom. Well, once again, thanks for joining us. I pray that you will live wisely this week and walk with the Father. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the next LifePoint Drivecast.